Guess who's back? Back again. Ron is back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? okay, I'm kidding. Let's do this. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Man, you know, you gotta have a little fun, you gotta have a little fun with yourself, because I mean, what's the point of that, right? You can't really enjoy yourself being funny, right? Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to season 2 of Extremely Geeked Out Podcast. It's been a long time, hasn't it? A very long time since, November was my last episode of season 1. Took time off, of course, because my wife and I had our first child, our baby boy, Jonathan, just a bundle of cuteness and joy and hangriness. Kid can eat, man. I'm telling you, dude can put down a bottle super fast. but yeah, just been enjoying my time as a newly father and just helping out around the house with my wife while she recovers and stuff. You know, that's why I've been, that really took off, you know, just to, that and just to recuperate and re-strategize for better quality podcasts for you guys, you know. So yeah, but back at it, new stuff, new stuff, man. but yeah, recently on my time off, I got to watch a few movies. Into the Spider-Verse was surprisingly amazing. Very, very amazing. Just awesome storyline. Like I said, just awesome storyline. Great, great animation. I enjoyed that movie about as much as I did Infinity War, if not more, but we'll get into that later down on the road. I don't know, but it was really, really good. Another good movie, Aquaman. That was actually surprisingly a good movie. Just a solid, good movie. I think that's what DC needed. And that's really, folks, that's really my main topic today. Is DC making a comeback in their movies? Possibly. Maybe. And I say that because of how well Aquaman was. Going into it, I didn't really think it was going to be all that great based off of what happened in Justice League. But I really think that this movie may have put them back on track. Maybe. But that's what we were discussing on. And like I said, DC and Warner Brothers needed this win to get over, because prior to Aquaman, DCEU was just a major disappointment, man. It was just a major disappointment, but it was really good. And surprisingly enough, even more, this movie has taken the box office by storm, making like $1 billion for starters, being the first DC movie since Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight movie, which should speak volumes for that movie, right? $1 billion. This movie was definitely visually outstanding. Probably I would give it the best visual effects I've seen of 2018, without a doubt. Yeah, this movie was really good. Just a decent, good storyline. It somewhat reminded me of Black Panther, in a way ish. But it still was able to tell his own style. But that's basically because you have this hidden kingdom who is that are just far advanced than humans on the earth, you know, surface dwellers and their technology, and they're so far out there with their stuff, right? Like how Wakanda is with their technology, they're just far out there. That's it was similar like that with Atlantis. Jason Momoa held his own. He was the same character he was in Justice League. That's saying a lot too. It didn't change. His character didn't change, which was I think good. I think if you're going to use that character, that's his demeanor, then I think that's they held strong with that, and I think that's good. I think that was really good for him to do that. But I had to give that movie a solid 8.3, yeah. But yeah, like I said, it's a solid, good movie. I mean, of course, I have my here nick and pick gripes about it. But for the most part, this movie was really good. And I think that DC could be making a comeback based off this one movie. Maybe. But we have to see from the other future movies. Because we have next is Shazam. Yeah, Shazam. Yeah, so, but why do I say this is a comeback? Because like I said, the DCEU was overall a major disappointment. Why is that? Where did it all go wrong? Well, start off, they was trying to catch up with, to my opinion, I think, and I think a lot of people probably would agree with this, is that they tried to catch up with Marvel Studios, which was a major no-no. Marvel at the point was too far ahead for them to catch up with them. You trying to fast forward this cinematic universe that really needs time to just marinate, to develop. Let the story, just tell a story, clear out, don't need to fast forward it through anything, and just, you know, just stick to your goal. And I think that's what Marvel really did. They didn't really rush into it. It took them 4 years to get to their first goal was the Avengers, telling multiple different movie, you know, stories in different movies, leading all the superheroes grouping up together in Avengers, the first movie, starting with Iron Man back in 2008, and then you had Incredible Hulk, Thor, and then Iron Man 2, Captain America, and then boom, you have the Avengers, all in the course of 4 years. 4 years. Then you look at DC, where you had 2013, which was Man of Steel, turning out to be the Kickstarter, basically, of what was then the DCEU, and thus bringing in Batman v Superman, which a lot of people have mixed feelings about. I for one liked it to a point. I liked it to a point. And then I watched the Ultimate Cut, which really I don't understand why that version wasn't in theaters. I don't know. There was a lot of information in the Ultimate Cut that should have been in the original cut. That probably will help out. But all of that kind of just poo-pooed on, basically, because of what happened in Justice League. Justice League was not what we were expecting it to be. And it didn't really have, we didn't really have enough time. They didn't really put enough time to actually, like I said, to develop a clear narrative, which is my second point of what really went wrong. There was no real clear negative. There was no clear narrative with the DCEU. And I think that was what really brought it down. You didn't really give time to develop these characters that are supposed to be in these movies. The only characters you really, really invested in was Superman. If you really think about it, you kind of delved into Batman in Batman v Superman. Wonder Woman finally got her movie, but that only explained why she was in Batman v Superman, or how just, or at least one certain thing that happened in Batman v Superman that involved her in that movie. But you really didn't, they didn't really take time to actually develop these characters, which you had, of course, in Justice League, you had Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, of course, the Trinity. And then you have Aquaman, The Flash, and Cyborg. And these characters just didn't really, they only had like a minute of like showtime in Batman v Superman. And it were just cameos, if you want to call it that. There were just certain clips of like them doing their thing. A clip of Barry Allen at a convenience store, and in the middle of a, you know, caught in a crossfire with some robbery, and he saves the day, and it catches him zooming from the cooler to knock out the robber, and zooming right back to the freezer, you know, to catch the milk or juice or whatever he was holding before it dropped. And then you have the camera footage of Aquaman on the water and him just flying out in super speed on the water. And you have Wonder Woman picture who was taken back in World War One, and then another picture of her again like a couple of years ago prior to the, you know, Batman v Superman. That age today, how is that, you know, how is that happening and all that stuff. And then you have Victor Stone, who's basically like almost dead, but his father is the one that's trying to keep him alive and uses the mother box to keep him alive by turning him into Cyborg, of course. But that's all they had. They didn't really get their movies until after the first Justice League movie. And I think what should have happened to actually build up a pretty decent narrative for Justice League movie is what they should have done, is put these solo movies before Justice League. I think everybody can agree with that, right? And what would have been the way to connect all these superheroes? The mother box. That was the main thing that brought them together in Justice League movie. It was to stop Steppenwolf collecting all three mother box. And what they should have done, of course, was make these movies surrounding it. Because they kind of did that within the movie of Justice League. Of course, the Atlanteans holding one of the mother box. You had Themyscira, the Amazons, holding another mother box. And of course, Cyborg himself was a mother box. These movies, solo movies, could have been told, like, they could have told a story within these movies. The mother box could have been some kind of narrative to bring these guys into there, while also developing these characters with solo movies, and then bringing them all together in Justice League. And it was, yeah, like I said, there was just no clear narrative to that. It was just, you know, boom, here you go. And that is what messed them up right there. There was no clear narrative and no timing of giving these characters to be built up, to make you really care for them, to make you amped up with them getting together. It wasn't all that satisfying. So that's what really went wrong with them on that point. Another issue is they had an issue developing movies that would be more intriguing to the audience. That's like I said before about the narrative. Some of the movies just didn't really make sense after Batman v Superman. After Batman v Superman, you had Suicide Squad, and which was still okay, I guess. Like, okay, I watched that. I could see what it was all about. But the premise of this whole movie about them building a team to stop a Superman type character, something that can stop them, which was, it made no sense. Is the team that they were able to conduct just didn't really convince me that it can stop Superman. Their boss, like, I'm talking like it's a video game. Their villain in this movie was way too powerful for their caliber. And there was only one character in that movie that probably could go toe-to-toe with the villain in that movie. Everyone else should have died on that third act of that movie. Everyone should have died. But another movie that we just didn't want. I mean, we're getting movies now that we kind of didn't not wanting to see. Birds of Prey. Another Joker movie, or not another Joker movie, but a Joker movie that's not Jared Leto Joker. So I think that's a little weird. But then again, the DCU is no longer around. They're just doing what they call the worlds of DC. Which kind of, in a way, helps them out to make movies that don't really need to connect one another necessarily per se, but they can tell their own story and still be something what the audience wants to see. I'm curious about the Joker movie. I don't really feel all that interested in a Birds of Prey movie. I don't know. It's just they are kind of on the way, I guess you could say, if they are in the comeback, I guess. And then they're also, supposedly, there's a rumor that there's supposed to be a spinoff of the Aquaman movie. The people, the creatures from the trench are supposed to be getting a spinoff, like a horror type film spinoff, which is just not what I was expecting, nor was I really wanting. Granted, these characters in the movie were creepy. It spooked me a little bit. But I didn't really care to know more about them. I don't think anybody really did. I mean, there was just a character there that didn't really have too much background that was like, that need to be told. Didn't get, you know, that just didn't get told in the story, but you can tell is in there, if I'm explaining this right. Basically, there was not a lot to go off with these creatures to make another movie, a horror movie for that matter. Maybe you can probably do a prequel with Aquaman and maybe explain a little more about how they kind of just basically fell off from the Atlantis when it sunk. But I don't know how you would make a spinoff movie or horror movie for that matter. Because there's not a lot of go off with the trench. From my understanding, this is a fairly new concept in the DC universe in comic books. Starting back in 2011, during the New 52, Geoff Johns created the people of the Trench to tell a story of when Atlantis sunk and how they just broke off from Atlantis and they mutate or evolved into those creatures. But yeah, there's not a lot to go off of in this movie for them, you know, just to make their own movie. And I don't really care for that, honestly. So again, I ask, is DC Films making a comeback? Are they? I don't know. If you know what, to make myself feel better, if they are knowing that they are making a comeback, let's see movies being developed like the Green Lantern movie, or let's hear more about a Man of Steel sequel, a Man of Steel 2. And let's get things going with the Flash movie. Supposedly, it's supposed to be based off of Flashpoint, which really could really, to revamp their cinematic universe, they can use the Flashpoint to just revamp their cinematic universe and just retell a more good movie. I mean, just start making good movies from that point on after Flashpoint. Those types of movies do you want to hear about more and make your audience more excited to see these movies going to the theaters. I think that's, I mean, that right there I would love to see happen in the near future. Some like more groundbreaking improvements. Here's another thing to go off. What are they doing to redeem themselves? Patty Jenkins, who is the director of Wonder Woman, she mentioned that they should focus on developing more solo movies before thinking about making another Justice League sequel or movie. Which is true. She's right. Patty Jenkins, you are probably the first person in WB and DC Films to actually acknowledge this point, this matter, this issue with these movies, is that, yeah, you really need to focus on making solo movies, just making good, solid solo movies for these characters before making another Justice League movie. Because let's face it, before Man of Steel, before Batman v Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and Justice League ever came out, the only characters they really focused on were Superman and Batman. That's it. That's it. That's all they really focused on. For example, even if before Marvel Studios came to be, before all that what they are now, granted, they had X-Men, they managed to make Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, what's another movie before? I think that was about it, but they managed to get out a lot of characters, their major characters out long before they decided to, you know, just to form the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where DC has only really looked outside of the box one time, and that was with the Green Lantern movie, right, as Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan. Whew, that was a doozy. But that's it. I mean, they really haven't really focused on any other superheroes to make a live action movie, and this is their time to do that. If they're not planning on making, you know, a cinematic universe, then you need to start making movies that are intriguing enough to, okay, let's bring in some other superheroes, you know, get stuff going. Make these characters like these, audience like these characters. And so far they haven't really done that. And it seems maybe they might be starting to do that, to just make movies, good movies, and just hope for the best. Maybe that may get into back in track and making a better cinematic universe. Is the DC Films making a comeback?
We'll see. We will see. It's still early in the game. I wish nothing but the best for DC. Granted, I am a loyal Marvel fan. I bleed red, of course, duh. But Marvel red, if you will. But you know, I wish nothing but the best for DC and their partnership with WB, and hopefully they make better movies in the future. Like I said, Aquaman was definitely a good start in making good movies. Hopefully they can make something better with these other movies, like with The Flash or with Cyborg and Wonder Woman 2. Hopefully Wonder Woman 2 is better than Wonder Woman, which Wonder Woman really was a good movie. You know what? I'm just going to put this out here. For the DCEU, for all the movies that came out in that cinematic universe, which was Man of Steel, starting movie, you have Batman v Superman, Wonder Woman, Suicide Squad, and Justice League, and Aquaman. That's six movies. Out of all those six movies, in my opinion, you had Aquaman, Man of Steel, Wonder Woman being your best movies. You're 3-3. Three wins, three losses. You're in the 500 winning percentage.
So it's a 50-50% chance that you can turn this baby around and just go for wins, baby. Can you do it? Can you do it, guys? Can you do this for us, DC?
Hello, I'm Anthony.
And I'm Dr. Issues.
And we're hosts of Capes on the Couch, the podcast where comics get counseling.
Superheroes don't always get to go home happy. That's where we come in.
We offer psychiatric and mental health analysis of comic book characters.
So check us out at capesonthecouch.live and across all social media platforms at Capes on the Couch.
Okay, so we already know that Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck, they're out as being Superman and Batman. So it's kind of leaving all the future movies, if they're ever going to do a Superman movie or any other more Batman movies, is who's going to play these roles. It's kind of sad that they left the way they left, and can't really blame them for leaving the way that they did. Because it goes back to what I was saying of how this organized and just the failure of all the other movies kind of shunned them away, and just they said, yeah, I'm out, because they couldn't really think of any better way to keep them around, which I don't really blame them for wanting to leave. But moving forward now, how would you correct this issue, or who can they pick to pick up the to make things better for their future movies? I would have to pick, for me, I would have to pick for Superman, Finn Wittrock. I think if you guys remember him from the American Horror Stories, at best, he played the psycho son in the, I think it was episode or season, Freak Show. Yeah, Freak Show. I don't know, I can't remember that. But, I think he could play that. He could play Superman. Granted, he's kind of on the lean side a little bit. He's not as fit as Henry was. But I'm pretty sure he can change that. But I think he could play Superman. Granted, I only seen him play a crazy person. But I think
this might be a good challenge for him, and I think that he can really excel in that role. That's just my personal opinion. They are currently looking for a role, someone to play Batman. It's weird because I don't really see anybody else playing Batman now. I mean, it's at least because they're looking for someone younger, because the movie is supposed to be taking place in the past. So, I don't know. Who would you play a younger version of Batman? If Marvel Studios is not planning to bring back Quicksilver, then I would like to see Aaron Taylor Johnson play young Batman. I think that would definitely work. Probably if they were trying to do a Batman Year One-esque type movie, I think that would probably be pretty cool to see him as the Caped Crusader. Yeah. But yeah, guys, let me know what you guys think about that. Who would you like to see as Superman and Batman? Who's your fan cast for those two roles? Yeah, those are my two picks right there. Finn Wittrock as Superman and Aaron Taylor Johnson as Batman, the young Batman. But who would I pick for an older Batman, like present time? Because in so far, the version they brought was a older Batman. Who would they pick to replace that present time, I guess, Batman? Gosh, I really don't know. But yeah, let me know what you guys think about that. Who you guys would pick as Superman and Batman? Okay, this is it. You guys have been waiting for this for a long time. This is it. The winner to Captain Marvel's tickets giveaway. First ever giveaway. And like I said, I promised you guys beforehand, the season's going to start paying off for you guys, for you listening. And now it's happening. So, without further ado, here is the winner to this giveaway. Ryan Kent, you, sir, are the winner to two tickets, man. They're all yours, man. So, congratulations, and get with me as soon as possible so we can get your gifts, man. So you can enjoy these movies with someone else with you. You have a significant other or another buddy who is also a comic book geek as well, so you can see this movie together. But yeah, congratulations, Ryan. You earned it. I think this is really fun. I think I'm gonna keep doing this. So I'm gonna probably do this one more. I'm gonna do this again. I'm gonna do this one more time, at least one more time, for you guys. Not sure which one I'm gonna pick. I might pick for maybe Endgame, maybe, or how about Shazam? Or Spider-Man Far From Home. I don't know. I'm not sure which movie I'm going to pick. Decisions. But, yeah, that's it. Ryan, congratulations. Thanks for everyone else who participated. And I thank you for joining the community. And hope to interact with you more on the Facebook group. And, yeah. That's awesome. Congratulations, man. And so we have reached the conclusion of the first episode of season 2. And I'm doing something a little different this season. And just want to just level with you guys, really, just on a, like, I guess just on a geek to geek kind of stasis, I guess. Well, what I'm doing here a little different is kind of paying tribute to
the late Stan Lee. And he did something that was really cool to just to connect with his readers. And it was Stan's soapbox. I'm pretty sure everyone knows that what Stan's soapbox were. If you're definitely reading Marvel comics now, where they're kind of paying tribute to Stan by showing off some of his soapbox letters he did at the end of his books. And basically just personal letters or showing appreciation to his fans. And and just saying thank you and just letting them know that he's going to keep doing the best that he can. And you know, sometimes he was really going on a really personal level that really had nothing to do with comic books, just basically talking about just being, you know, acceptance, you know, showing acceptance to other people regardless of what they look like, what they believe in, and whatnot, you know. And I thought that was really cool what he did for his fans. Like, he really truly loved his fans, and he didn't waste a moment to express that, whether it be on video or through a letter in a comic book. So that's what I'm gonna do here on this podcast at the end of the show, just the love of you guys. Yeah, so from our first soapbox, Ron's soapbox, I just want to tell you guys that I really appreciate you guys. I really do. I really appreciate you guys. And granted, just starting out with this podcast, and I know I don't have a whole lot of followers, a whole lot of listeners, but for those who do listen to the show, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for just taking time to listen to my show. And you know, and I'm just gonna let you guys know this, I'm gonna keep on giving you guys what you want, and feel free to contact me through through social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whichever, to let me know what you think of the show, what can I do, what you would like to hear more on this show. And yeah, you know, just whatever it is on your mind, you know, because I want to hear, because I want to hear from you guys and what you guys think of it. And yeah, so thanks. This is nice. I like this, opening up to you guys like this. It's a start. And I'm going to keep on trying. Yeah? All right, so this is it. This is the end of the show. And thank you guys for listening. And tune in, not next week, but the week after, because this is now a bi-weekly show now. So see you guys in 2 weeks from now. Peace.